Woman with Birds was created in 1947 and it is a black and white pen and ink drawing by Hannah Frank. This drawing clearly stands in Hannah Frank's third artistic period. Made in 1947, it attests of the artist's mature drawing style, bright, calm and celebrating nature, as seen in the various depictions of birds in this period. The most visually imposing feature of this piece is a woman, depicted slightly off the centre of the composition, to the right. She stands almost as a tree trunk, a linear block, white and strongly grounded. Like in many of the artist's drawings, the figure's legs are not outlined, which directly participates in her trunk or block-like appearance. It appears as if the legs are not shown because the woman is wearing a dress, as indicated by a line forming a collar under her neck and another line around her waist. Whilst this justifies the fact that her legs are not visible, the artist has still outlined the breasts of the figure. Both her arms are raised off the core of her body. Her right arm shows her palm facing the sky. Her fingers stand beyond the frame. Half of her left forearm is hidden in the same way. As our eyes are led up to her face, we notice her finely traced figure and her bright hair arranged at the back of her head. She is looking towards her right. This gaze leads us to notice a bird right above her right hand, facing the sky, in the left of the composition, flying towards the top of her head. A second bird is drawn at the bottom of the drawing, again flying upwards towards her head. The birds could be doves, as suggested by their pure white and the form of their wings, shaped by the rounded form given to their features and the angular aspect of their very large wings. This interpretation of the nature of the birds coincides with the overall feeling of the drawing, peace, a feeling also characterised in the woman's facial expression. The figure is surrounded by high plants taking up much of the full height of the composition. They could be trees, although perhaps depicted with too much flexibility to be so. Their very thin branches or thick leaves are leaning in different directions, breaking with the woman's posture and her strong verticality. These tall white leaves are detailed with very fine black lines across their height, texturing them, although still not exactly alluding to the texture of bark. The whole scene seems to stand on a hilltop, as hills are visible at the bottom of the drawing in the background. They are highly detailed, as if a field of flowers was growing on their surface, in the form of many small spirals. Those heavily detailed hills are barely distinguishable at first sight, because they are drawn directly against an equally hilly background. As in many of the artist's drawings, the background is made of very thin black horizontal lines. It covers here the whole height and width of the work behind all the other elements. This depiction of the sky, darkened by many black lines, leads us to imagine a foggy evening, in which the moon, although it could be the sun, varying on the interpretation one chooses to adopt, floats to the very top of the composition, next to the woman's head on her left, and is slightly hidden behind her.